Previously on Family.
A woman may forgive Nadim, but she almost never forgets.
You seem surprised to see her last night. Do you know her from somewhere? And Poppy, Hamza told me so much about you.
Something terrible has happened.
Farida, what happened? What's wrong, Farida?
Nadira is amazed. She looks around in wonder at the restaurants. It's been a few years since she actually enjoyed a meal at a fancy place. She opens the menu and gasps at the prices. Everything is ridiculously expensive.
So, what will you have to eat, Nat?
I'll just have some lemon iced tea, please.
Safiya rolls her eyes at Nadira.
Don't be ridiculous. We came here for lunch. You need to eat something.
I had a heavy breakfast, Safs, so I'm fine, really. Thank you.
Nonsense! I'm in the mood to taste a variety of dishes, and you need to help me finish everything. So today is not a day to be full, okay?
Nadira looks at Safiya in appreciation of her generosity. Safiya smiles at her warmly, then launches straight back into the conversation. Safiya notices that Nadira is not quite as vibrant as she was when they last met. Safiya waits until they're finishing their dessert before she mentions Adil.
Oh, Adil will love this. I must take some home for him. Want to take some for your hubby?
Nadira's face falls ever so slightly before she softly replies.
Actually, I'm divorced, Sabs. Oh dear, I'm so sorry, Nad. I didn't realize it. I guess we haven't really spoken much about our family life.
Yeah, we haven't. Are you okay, though?
Yes, of course. It's been more than a year now since the divorce, and I'm truly happier without him. It is tough being a single parent at times, but there's no way I could have ever survived in that marriage any longer.
Well, I'll make it easy for you and bless you with someone better.
I mean, how long are you and Adil married for now?
About 9 years, alhamdulillah.
9 years? That means, wow.
Safiya looks at Nadira, who seems slightly hurt at the news. Before Safiya can continue, Nadira has regained her composure.
That means? What does that mean, Nad?
Nothing. May you spend many more happy years together.
Safiya looks up and waits until Nadira meets her eye, then firmly asks.
What are you not telling me, Nadira?
Nadim cannot remember being happier. He's received some of the best news ever and cannot wait to share it with Amina.
Guess what, Amy?
I don't guess, Nadim. It's a shocking habit. Destructive to the logical faculty, remember?
You're using my own lines on me.
You taught me well.
It is so difficult for you to show any positive emotion towards me.
Years of marriage to a calculating accountant has taught me better.
You're insufferable. I'm out of here.
Junaid sits in silence as he listens to Farida.
Zah is over 7 months pregnant, Junaid.
Zah's pregnant? Wow, that's wonderful, Farid. But how did she manage to hide it from us this long?
Well, she hadn't visited us all this time. It was only when she took off her giant abaya that I realized her condition. How could we be so blind?
What do you mean, Farid?
7 months, Junaid. We didn't see our daughter for 7 months. What kind of parents are we? Will you just get her married to get rid of her?
Farida, how can you say that? We kept in contact with her. We just didn't want to impose on them, remember? They need to be happy in their own lives too, don't they? I wasn't going to do to my daughter what our parents did to us. All those constant trips home left us with no time for each other.
I don't know, Janine. Right now, I just feel as parents, we should be more involved. Just because Shai didn't bring her to see us, we should have made an effort to go there and see what's going on in our daughter's life.
What's going on, Farida? You're speaking in riddles. Come on, man.
Our Zara is expecting twins, Junaid.
Really? Mashallah, that's a surprise.
But there's a complication, Junaid. The doctors detected a heart defect in one of the twins. One of them will be born with a congenital heart disease.
Shh, Farida. The doctors don't know everything. Dua can be a means of changing anything. Don't lose hope. Where's Maiza?
She's sleeping, Junaid. The stress of these complications is taking its toll on their marriage too.
Is that why Shahid is gone away for a few days?
Yeah. He told Zahra he needs a break to think about everything. I don't know. Maybe I should take her to an Amil while he's away.
For what, Fari? It's a medical problem.
I don't know, Janine. You know, there's so many evil people out there casting their evil eyes everywhere.
Look, Farida, let's not get carried away now, okay? This is also just a small test from Allah. We'll wait for Shahid to return, and then inshallah, we will work around this together and help our princess wherever we can. We'll find a way, Fari. I promise.
Nadim sets off to his parents' apartment in a huff. He's relieved to find that Safiya and Nadira have done an excellent job in making it as comfortable as possible for his parents. He makes a mental note to thank his sister, and his heart softens towards Amina for helping them enlist Nadira's services.
If only things could go back to how they were with my baby. Anyway.
Nadim knocks on the door, despite having his own set of keys to the apartment. Adam opens the door. Nadim greets his father, who welcomes him in, then follows him to the lounge where they both take a seat.
Pa, you're going to be so proud of me.
You're becoming a father.
No, Pa. You know we can't.
Sorry, Beta. Continue.
About a year ago, a few of my friends and I, we pulled our money together and we bought a farm in Stellenbosch.
What did you do, Nadim?
We bought a farm in Stellenbosch and there's a...
Stellenbosch? What were you thinking? There are only vineyards there. How can you do something so rash, Nadim?
Pa, calm down. I know that wine farms are the most common over there, but hear me out, please.
Go on.
So we bought a farm and at the moment we're farming cattle, chickens. And we got some goats even. There's also a small bed and breakfast on the plot, which is halal, and so, with the farm and the bed and breakfast, we're doing better than expected, alhamdulillah.
What about the vineyard? It's completely haram to suffer.
Pa, we're not really using it to generate any income, so relax. I'm not supplying any wine companies. We've kept it as a tourist attraction, and some of the grapes are given to the poor.
We can only hope for the best now. But if you wanted to invest in a farm, why didn't you do it in Kurt Mariko?
Pa, I wanted to invest my money, not bury it for good. How can Pa even suggest that when Pa knows it's a ghost town now? There's nothing left there anymore, which is why we even brought Pa in them this side.
That's what you think, Nadim. But give it a few more years, and Kurt Mariko will be a booming place again, and then you'll be the first one wanting to invest there. You'll see, my boy.
Gee, Pa, we'll see, okay?
Safiya fixes her gaze on Nadira, whose discomfort is clear. Nadira carefully clears her throat.
What am I not telling you about what, Safs?
About my husband, Adil. How do you know him?
Safs, it's nothing. I barely knew him.
But you did know him?
Yes, I knew him.
How?
We were engaged.
What?
Junaid feels the tension in his shoulders. It's been a hectic week and he needs a break. Just then, his phone starts ringing and he's glad to see the number. He answers on the second ring.
Assalamu alaikum, how's it, Mauv?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Junaid bhai, alhamdulillah, I'm well and how are you? Have your parents settled in okay?
Shukr, they settled in, taking some time, you know, to adjust, but getting used to it, I think.
Yes, it will take time for them to adjust. But just be patient. Just be patient and treat them with absolute kindness.
Yeah, we're trying, Mauv. We really are trying. I'll bring them to visit you as soon as I get a chance, okay?
Junaid bhai, why you want to give them the trouble of coming all the way to me? Am I not the junior? I'll come with you one evening to visit them, inshallah.
Ameen. They'll be overjoyed to see you after all these years.
As would I. What's the matter, Junaid? You sound a bit down today.
It's my daughter, Mauv. We're expecting two grandchildren, inshallah. But the doctors say that one of them will be born with a heart defect.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'oon. Allah is the cure of everything. Don't lose hope. Don't become despondent, Junaid bhai. Allah will always do what's best. Take care, okay?
Hawa finally comes out of the kitchen and is delighted to see Nadim sitting with Adam.
Nadim, when did you get here?
Half an hour ago, Ma. Sorry, I got so busy talking with Pa. I forgot to come and greet Ma.
Ah, don't worry, it happens. Where's Amina?
At home.
You best bring her with you when you come for Sunday lunch, okay?
We'll see, Ma. Where's Hamza?
Gone to work for once in his life.
Adam?
Oh, he already found something.
He's working with Junaid in his business.
Only Allah knows for how long.
Great. But anyway, I actually came here to speak to him.
About?
So, you know the bed and breakfast I told Pa about earlier? We've decided to extend it into an actual hotel. And we're looking for a reliable manager to supervise everything once it's ready. I thought it would be an excellent opportunity for Hamza. He'll love it there, surrounded by nature.
I don't know if your brother will be cut out for it. You can't leave his mother. Besides, you need some training.
Which we'll sponsor, Pa.
You know what, Nadim? I think it's an excellent idea, but let the hotel get ready first, and then we'll tell Hamza about it, okay?
Safia cannot conceal her shock at the news. She presses on for more information.
You were engaged and then? What happened?
Long story short, Adil's mother didn't approve of me, so she forced me to call it off.
Well, if you really loved him, you wouldn't have called it off, so you can't blame her. Sorry, I mean...
It's okay. Maybe you're right. Adil was from a wealthy family and I was not. On top of that, my parents are Malay, so his mother didn't think that we were compatible at all. And maybe she was right. I wouldn't have left him, but his mother threatened to cut him off completely if he married me. Adil and I would have been thrown into poverty.
That's what you were scared of, being poor?
No, Safs. I grew up being poor, so it wouldn't have been a problem for me. But I knew it would eventually be difficult on Adil, and so I did what I thought best at the time, and I called it off without letting him know his mother was behind it.
So he thinks you just called it off for your own reasons?
Yes, and I guess it was for the best, because he moved on and he got someone better, didn't he? He got you.
Safia is softened by Nadira's words and momentarily feels sorry for her.
I'm so sorry, Nad.
It's okay, Saf. Seriously. I too married someone else, even though things didn't work out in my marriage. I'm grateful for my darling daughter and I'm happy Adil found someone like you. He was a good guy.
He is a wonderful guy, Nad. And I'll never give him up for anything. I don't think anyone can love me as much as he does. But don't you worry. Allah will bless you with someone else who makes you happy too. Don't lose hope, okay?
After his call with Maulana Ahmed, Junaid feels a sense of relief. When one has the creator of the heavens and the earth to ask for help, How can one not hope for the best? Feeling more confident, he goes to find Farida. Just then, the doorbell rings. Junaid is about to answer it when Zahra beats him to it.
Zah, my princess, are you up? How are you feeling?
I'm okay, Dad. Just tired.
Zahra opens the door to see Shahid standing there.
Shahid, you're back! I'm so glad to see you.
Salam, Zah. Yeah, my flight got cancelled.
So, when are you leaving then?
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay, awesome. Come inside. Mom is preparing supper.
Junaid watches his daughter as she hopefully waits for her husband to answer.
I'm not here to stay, Zah.
Then?
I just came to give you this. Here.
Zahra takes the manila envelope from Shahid.
Right, salams.
Before Zahra can return his greeting, Shahid coldly walks away. Junaid goes over to Zahra and stands next to his daughter as she silently opens the envelope. She reads the contents with tears flowing down her cheeks and then slowly drops to her knees in front of him.
Zah, be careful. Farida!
Farida comes rushing into the room.
And thus, Junaid? Oh no! Zahra! Zahra! He divorced me! Shahid just divorced me!
Junaid looks at his daughter, sobbing as her mother hugs her tightly. He makes eye contact with Farida, only to see his own feeling of helplessness reflected in her eyes, as they both desperately wonder how to protect their daughter from the agony she's in. Nadira and Safiya part ways after their interesting lunch, promising to still keep in touch. Nadira's revelation wreaks havoc in Safiya's mind, and she can't help but wonder, why did Adil keep all this information away from her all of the time?
Doesn't he trust the strength of our relationship? He could have told me about her. Why didn't he? Does he still have feelings for her?
Safiya paces around her bedroom as she replays what Nadira told her in her head.
He called it off, not him. He probably doesn't even know what his mother did. What if he has to find out? Will it change anything?
The thought of Adil meeting Nadira again and finding out the truth about why their engagement broke sends a bolt of selfish possessiveness through Safiya's mind.
I can't let that happen. There's only one way to make sure Nadira stays away from Adil. Only one way.
Safiya cleverly forms a plan to make sure there's no way for Nadira to enter Adil's life ever again. Will her plan succeed? All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Family, a Radio Islam and Ramadan special.
هي فطرة الله بها يلتم زوجان عن طهر وكل نقاها.
Yes, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Episode 5 comes to an end. It is drama series Family on Radio Islam International. We've got Malala Yusuf Umar also with us. Malala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What we learned from today's episode is that every family has their own unique challenges. Here you have one son who's trying to invest and trying to go into a certain field in life. He wants to make some money. And the father is skeptical, he's dubious. On the other hand, in the other house we've got the son-in-law who happens to come across his path. He was engaged to this girl, Nadira, and because of the parents' disapproval, they broke it off. But now, she happens to come into his life through some coincidence. And these are the challenges in his home, Malan Yusuf.
Gee, that is so true. These are the challenges in his home. They probably thinking that, you know what, in the home of Junaid and Farida, there's no problems, you know, just so much difficulties, or why must it happen to me? Not realizing that if we look in Junaid's own, we find that they have their daughter there who's pregnant, and you know, the doctor says that one of the children is actually twins, one of them will have a heart defect. They got their own issues there. There also, the other point is also quite interesting, and perhaps we'll touch on it later on in the drama series in deeper detail, where Farida jumps to this aspect of going to see her Amil. Mm. Let's go see her Amil. And Junaid reminds her it's just a medical condition.
Yes.
And you'll find in today's time as well, a lot of people, they want to jump to this aspect of Jadu, and then you get other people that will say, no, it's a medical condition, there's no need to go this way, that route. It's also another tough angle, a tough situation that we'll find in today's time.
And then you've got Hamza, who left the farm town and came to Johannesburg. He's got his own challenges, finding his feet, finding a job. And also, he's still seeing how he can get married to the girl he left behind in the town, Manala. So these are the challenges in this particular family. Likewise, every other household is going through their own problems. We might not even be aware of it.
Gee, that is so true. And so I think this is the one message, one lesson that we can take from today's episode. That is episode 5, that we're not alone. You know, in this boat of difficulty, they say it rocks quite a bit. We're not alone there. In fact, everyone is there. And I think the main thing, as Junaid said there, when his wife suggested they go see Amil, Junaid said, first we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be a test. And I think everyone going through any problem, you know, this is it. Understand that we're not alone. Difficulties come and go. But the main thing, it's a test, and we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's episode 5. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.